My name's Max Donnelly. I'm curator of 19th century furniture at the V&A. I'm looking at a table designed and made by the workshop of George Brookshaw in the 1780s. It's decorated with oval medallions with scenes depicting classical maidens. It's bordered with a marvellous wreath of various flowers, more flowers than certainly I can name. I can get some of the obvious ones, like the roses and the passion flower here towards the middle, and the honeysuckle as well, convolvulus too. And there are even little moss roses on the left. It's very interesting because Brookshaw was a botanical illustrator and very talented artist as a flower painter himself. And that was really something that, after he decorated furniture in the early 1800s, something that he specialised in. And I like the idea that the careless abandon of these flowers, actually, you can almost tell something of his character from that. In fact, he was a bit of a tearaway. He absconded from the workshop in which he was an apprentice when he was about 16. In fact, there was a reward put up to try and get him back. And he then made an advantageous marriage in his late 20s, which effectively set him up in business. But he more or less abandoned his wife and was estranged from her. He ran out of capital in the 1790s, and this may be because his father-in-law wasn't best pleased with how he had been treating his wife. And there was a transition between him making furniture and painting and publishing these manuals for painting. And he seems to have gone under false names for up to 10 years. So he deliberately covers his tracks, probably because he owes people money. We don't know anything about the specific commission that this and its other table of this pair, who they were made for. However, we could imagine them in a fashionable drawing room, bang up to the minute. No doubt the lady of the house would have had a lot, perhaps, to do with the commission and overseeing it. The positioning of the tables was likely in front of a large pier glass set between windows, in which case you had this marvellous full-blown effect of the semicircular top, of course, being this great disc of glowing colours and pattern. So the setting of the piece would have been quite magnificent and would have exaggerated its beauty even more.